WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. If adopted, the budget bill passed by House Republicans last week could lead to $880 billion in cuts to Medicaid over a decade. Medicaid is the health insurance program for low-income people. But the Senate has its own ideas, and work is underway to reconcile what each chamber wants included in a spending plan. Cuts to Medicare are not expected. That's the federal health insurance program for people over 65. It's very popular and has long been considered a third rail in American politics. People who want to sign up for Medicare have until March 31st to do so. And if you've got questions, well, we've got answers. On the show today, we focused on Medicare Part D, that's drug coverage. And we asked listeners to call in so that Sandy Leith could answer their questions. She's the director of the Illinois Senior Health Insurance Program, or SHIP. And she began by reminding us, what is Part D? Here's Sandy.
This is the newest little member of Medicare. It came about in 2006. Part D as in drug benefit.
All right.
So it is actually a private policy that you take out just to cover prescription drugs.
So who's eligible for it?
So to be eligible, you have to have Medicare Part A in place or Medicare Part B, which is your medical benefits, or you can have both. And that way you would be able to take a Part D plan. We would need to find out what your best plan is for you out there and sign you up. And that is a one-year contract.
So to get Part D, you've got to be enrolled in a Medicare-approved plan. So Medicare Original or Medicare Advantage. Remind us of these two different kinds of plans, Sandy, and then how the drug coverage differs between the two.
Certainly. You are so good at these two different types of plans.
I'm trying to keep up.
But yes, Original Medicare has been around for over 50 years, and it is just your traditional A and B of Medicare, hospital and medical. Or you can take your Medicare through a private company. They call that sometimes Part C or Medicare Advantage, and that would be a private insurance company selling your medical benefits. So you take either or, Original Medicare, or take your Medicare through a private Medicare Advantage company. So in addition, a Part D plan would be something that you would take in addition to traditional or original Medicare. Or if you take the Medicare Advantage, your Part D plan will be embedded inside that. So it'll be all one thing rolled into one product.
Mm. So now are you just out of luck if you happen to join a Medicare Advantage plan that doesn't offer drug coverage?
It depends on the type of Medicare Advantage plan. So if you take an HMO or a PPO, we're all used to those in our working insurance, managed care organization type plan, those you must take your drug benefit from them if you have Medicare Advantage plans. So that is something you've got to be careful of. Now, there are other obscure types of Medicare Advantage plans that may or may not have drug coverage, but they will warn you way ahead of time before you take it. So it's very uncommon to be caught without drug coverage when you join a Medicare Advantage plan. It's usually all bundled together.
Right. And as I mentioned early on, Sandy, I mean, this is your return to the program because we have gotten so many questions about this very topic. Now, the first time you were on, you sort of gave us an overview of all the things, right? All of the parts, all of the complicated parts. But this time around, we wanted to sort of zoom in on Part D. Tell us why. Is there a lot of confusion around the prescription drug portion of this?
Prescription drugs is just a confusing subject, but this is about the time where people are heading to the pharmacy to get refills. Maybe they had extras at the end of last year, and really now is when they're going to the pharmacy and they want to find out, oh goodness, maybe my plan stopped covering a certain drug and I never really checked into that last year during open enrollment. So it's kind of a key time. Also, some people get subsidies to help them pay for Part D, as in drugs. And sometimes that will fall off around this time of year and they need to reapply. So it's just a good time to discuss what's going on with you.
Yeah. What if someone who's on the cusp of enrolling in Medicare is saying to themselves, well, I don't take any prescription drugs now. What would you suggest? Is it still something that they should consider getting anyway?
That's a great question, because yes, if you are coming up on Medicare, you're retired, you don't have drug coverage, but you don't take anything. A lot of people don't take any pills at all. If you don't take it when you're eligible, so that's, you know, coming up on your first experience to Medicare, then you could incur late penalties for the rest of your life. If you have a good reason not to take it, maybe you have retiree coverage that has drug coverage, or you've got a spouse that's still working and you're on that employer plan and it has drug coverage. So there are reasons to not take it, but if you have no reason, you should take a plan. Believe it or not, there's only 14 drug plans in the state of Illinois, and those are offered by, you know, a half a dozen different companies, but there's one even that is zero premium. Mm. So there's no reason not to take something that's zero premium or $3.30 a month to avoid those penalties.
Yeah, talk more about those. You mentioned late penalties a couple of times. What should we know?
Yeah, so the penalties for Part D, as in drug coverage, is 1% for every month that you don't take Part D, but you were eligible and you didn't have what we call creditable coverage. So creditable means as good as, on an actuarial basis, that plan that you might have that covers drugs, is it as good as Medicare's Part D standard benefit? And if it is, then you have what we call creditable coverage and you cannot take Part D and you would be fine to not do that. So that would be one reason why somebody would take a Medicare Advantage plan without drugs.
I see.
Is maybe they have, you know, other coverage that will be fine, like veterans benefits. A lot of people choose to just get their drugs from the VA and not take Part D.
Now, we had a call from Mark in Schaumburg who couldn't stay on the line, but did leave this question, Sandy. He says, can I get Medicare before I'm 65 if I'm getting Social Security from permanent disability?
Well, that's a good question. Yes. So a person would be deemed disabled possibly at any age by Social Security. You can get Medicare once you go through a 24-month wait. So you start getting benefits for Social Security from Social Security due to disability, but your Medicare insurance will not kick in for 2 years unless you have certain disabilities such as end-stage renal disease, kidney failure, or Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. You will be fast-tracked right on into Medicare. Otherwise, it's a 24-month wait.
Okay. What does Part D actually cover? So let's go into some specifics here. What are the types of drugs?
Yeah, so the by law, every drug plan must cover two different types of drugs in every what we would call formulary class. So for instance, if it's a blood pressure medicine and there are 12 different drugs on the market for blood pressure, then they would have to cover at least two different types of that drug in their plan. Mm-hmm. So a plan might be a $0 plan or a very low premium plan. It might be two or three different types of blood pressure meds. A plan that would cost a lot more may have a much bigger what we call formulary, and they would cover several types of medicines in that same class. So
so we're talking like antidepressants and
And
cancer
in fact,
drugs.
There are certain places like cancer drugs, antidepressants, HIV AIDS drugs, antipsychotics, anticonvulsants, and immunosuppressants that are used for organ transplant patients. Those, you know, you have to live on those for forever a lot of times. And those are, every class that is available on that formulary must be covered for those types of drugs. But just your average medicines for arthritis and whatever I didn't list, those, you know, they only have to be covered twice or two different, you know, types of that drug in that formulary class. So again, an enhanced plan will enhance their benefits and make it better. They also have an odd structure. They can charge you a deductible every calendar year.
Okay.
And that can go, that can be up to $590. And then you start paying your drugs based on the structure of the drug. Is it a very high cost, high, what we call tier drug? Like an injectable, like my husband takes Humira, which is a very expensive biologic shot. That would be maybe a tier four drug. And
okay.
It would be, you know, very expensive. The plans will structure different co-payments for you based on those tiers of drugs.
I see. Let's jump to the phone, Sandy. We've got Kay waiting, calling from Avondale. Hey, Kay, welcome to Reset.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing well. What's your question for Sandy?
Sandy was just talking about if you have creditable coverage, you can exempt yourself from this enrollment period. So I wonder, how do you tell if the coverage is creditable?
Good question.
Yep. So if you have, if you're working currently and it's on a current employer plan, you would simply ask that plan, is this creditable coverage? You know how upon every year you get either something through the email or a handbook saying this is your coverage for work or your retirement. There'll be a sentence somewhere, hey, for Medicare patients, this is creditable, or Medicare enrollees, this is creditable coverage, this is not creditable coverage. They're pretty good, employer plans are pretty good, and retiree plans at telling people that they are creditable. So now, the thing that you need to like break out from this is that a marketplace plan through the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, that's not employer coverage. So when you get to, let's say you're on a marketplace plan and then you get to Medicare age, you should be transitioning from marketplace to Medicare. So you can't have both going at the same time. Mm-hmm. So there's many different instances that you need to have discussed based on your situation.
All right. Great question. Thank you, Kay. On to Ann, who's calling from Northview. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is, first of all, is this the only time during enrollment period that I could change my drug plan? I have traditional Medicare and I have a drug plan, but my plan has gone up in cost. I'm on hardly any medications and my costs, the cost of the plan has gone up significantly. So I'm wondering, what is the best way to find or compare different drug plans? And can I, do I have to do it during enrollment?
Great questions, Ann. Sandy.
Very good, Ann. And a lot of times people wake up January 1 and they, you know, they don't realize, ooh, my plan just took a hike. You know, the premium just went up significantly. And you get so much mail. I get it. But if your plan is out there and you want to switch, if you get any kind of subsidy to help pay for your drug plan through extra help for Part D, which is also called low income subsidy, or you have any Medicaid type coverage, you can switch your plan month to month. If you do not, you know, my father-in-law, he doesn't get any subsidy. I have to do his plan comparison in the fall, open enrollment between October 15th to December 7th, and then I have to make his choice by January 1, or I'm too late. I have to wait. So it's possible, Anne, you may have to wait. To compare the plan, SHIP counselors, there are wonderful SHIP counselors, over 1,000 of them throughout the state that you can make an appointment with, and they can run your drug list on a tool called Medicare's .gov Plan Finder. And that is an amazing, intuitive tool that will take, you know, the medicines that you're on in, the dosage, how often, what pharmacies you like. We put all that information in and then we ask it to compare. Mm-hmm. And it's all based on, you know, where you live and what pharmacies. And then you check for your plan for the year. So it's usually something you do during annual open enrollment. And if things are getting too expensive and you're getting close to low income, perhaps you need to check out things like Extra Help, because Extra Help for Part D does pay part of your premium, and it will subsidize your co-pays to make them absolutely super affordable. But that's only if you qualify.
Great questions.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and call us if you need one of our fabulous counselors. We may have someone in your backyard to help you.
Great. And right before those calls, Sandy, we're talking about those protected classes of drugs, like the specific list there. We talked about the antidepressants, the cancer drugs, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned, you know, what to do if your drug isn't on the list. So if you and your doctor believe that none of the drugs on your plan's drug list will work for your condition, you can ask for an exception. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, you sure do. You know, there are very many levels of appeals and exceptions to Medicare Part D. As with every section of Medicare, you have an appeal hierarchy, if you will. You can ask your doctor to work with the plan and ask for a formulary exception. Indeed, sometimes people are allergic to everything but maybe one typical type, or a brand new drug that's just come on the market that is approved by the FDA. But it's expensive, you know. Some plans will ask you to do step therapy, where you start with the lower, less expensive drugs. And if that, working with your doctor, does not work, they will step you up to the drug that you could work with. It doesn't mean you're going to win every time, but you certainly have the right to have your doctor help you with that.
GoodRx, right? We know that that's that website and mobile app that folks can use to sort of help them find lower prices for prescription drugs. I remember being introduced to that years ago, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is too good to be true.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that people can use if they have Medicare?
Yeah, they could take the app into the pharmacy. They would use one or the other. So if your co-payments under GoodRx is a better deal than your Part D plan, then you're welcome to use that. So I do the same thing with my work plan.
Okay.
If my copay is going to be $180, but GoodRx tells me it's $20, I will use that. but it's not something that you would be able to, like, first swipe your Part D card and then get the discount from GoodRx on top of that. It would have to be one or the other.
I see. Okay, good to know. And guess what? We've got Gwen back. Hey, Gwen.
Ms. Leaf, thank you so much for being there today, because I am aware that there are so many people out there who do not know what the SHIP program is, and it needs as much visibility as it can get. So thank you for that. My question is, did I hear you correctly earlier in this conversation say that there was a provider in the state of Illinois for Part D who doesn't charge anything, that there's zero cost? And if so, if I did hear you right, who is that? What company or organization is that?
Sure. First of all, thank you, Sasha, for letting me on this plan to utilize the PR approach to get the word out about SHIP.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, without that, we're a federal grantee, and the money only goes so far, so it's wonderful. And thanks to the Department on Aging for hosting us as a SHIP program. For there's one in every state, folks. So if you have people in other states, have them hit up their SHIP programs there. To your question, WellCare. WellCare is the plan. They sell three drug plans in the state of Illinois. One is zero premium per month. It does have a $590 deductible. And then they have a $3.30 per month. And then, get this, they have a $102.40 plan a month. So you can bet those formularies of each plan are truly different, and perhaps the list of drug stores where you can get the best cost for your drugs might be more robust in the $102 plan. That is how absolutely crazy the structure is. But if you don't take any meds, take the cheapest plan in the land. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, that's only for 1 year, and next year you during open enrollment you should be checking in and really watching it. Because that is the most important time to make sure that you don't get stuck with an expensive plan. That plan could change and go from zero premium to $49 next year. Who knows?
Yeah. And just to be clear, Sandy, when you're on Medicare, will your plan's drug list or formulary ever change?
It does every year. So this, I always tell people, do not be loyal to the point of just never checking your plan to a certain insurance company, because every year they can change. I checked my father-in-law's plan one year. I always use him as my example. And his out-of-pocket costs were going to be $18,000 in the future year, because there was no one as a pharmacy in his entire county that was covering his plan.
Oh, wow.
So I had to move him. I moved him the next month or the next year. It was about an $80 plan. That plan stopped. Never were offered drug coverage again. So then I moved him to maybe a $25 plan this year, but I've already got word that plan will be leaving next year. So it is a one-year contract. Do not feel that you're safe, yeah, ever.
You got to check every year to make sure that your prescriptions are still being covered. Very important note there. Let's jump back to the phone, Sandy. We've got two lined up. First up, Brian in South Shore. Hey, Brian, what's your question?
Hello. Okay, my question is, I receive Medicaid. I am over 65. Now, mm-hmm. They told me that covered me and I did not need to do any of these plans. Is that correct? My cost out of pocket, of course, is nothing. And it seems to cover all my medications.
And you're over 65, Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you pay into, are you taking any Social Security cash benefits?
I get Social Security disability, but it's the SSI, not the SSA or D.
Ah, okay.
I don't have enough benefit quarters for regular Social Security.
Okay, so for regular Medicare, you would have to buy that. And you have Medicaid that is doing just as good as Medicare with Medicaid would probably be doing.
Yep.
So I think I think that's good advice that you're fine. If you ever find that you want to test out the waters, it takes a long time to try to get Medicaid to purchase Part A and B for you, but that is a doable thing. I'm not sure that would help you any if all your providers are covered. Why add another layer?
Things covered. Yep.
Yeah, you just got a really complicated little niche case right there, but yes.
Yeah.
And I'm healthy.
Oh, you know? Great news.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Brian.
All right.
Cindy's calling from Lake Forest. Hey, Cindy, welcome to Reset.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is, my husband will be turning 65 in June. He is still working, and I am... we have an 8-year difference. I'm 57. He provides the health care. He has an employer-sponsored health care program that's very good, and he provides that for our family, as myself, as well as our two teenage children. So my question is, so he will remain on his plan. He will remain working for probably another 5 to 7 years, as soon as the kids are out of college. Mm-hmm. But we have been getting a bit of conflicting information. My insurance agent told me I don't need to do anything. I'm staying on, we're staying on our employer's plan, and there's nothing he needs to do. Though I received some other advice that said, no, he must sign up for Part A, even though he will not be taking Medicare, but he still needs to sign up for Part A. What is the right thing to do here?
Oh, boy. I hope you got all of that, Sandy.
Yes. Oh, yes. I write it down as you're telling me. But that's why it's so confusing, is either works, honestly. So your husband has worked and paid in through his work and FICA taxes to get Part A for free. Oh, sure, he can get it. It will sit there in the background and really not ever pay anything until he retires or is no longer working, whichever comes first. So we really won't, it won't mean anything to Social Security. He's not taking their cash benefits because he's going to build that until he's done working, I'm assuming. And he wants to keep you and children on that employer plan. So he's fine not checking in with Part A. He's also fine filling out a form on socialsecurity.gov that says, this is me and I'm this age, but I'm still working. Here's my employer plan. I have spouse and children on this plan. And Social Security will put that all in their system. So either one for Social Security, honestly, it's not going to hurt and it won't benefit to do either one, you know. I mean, you don't have to pick either one. That's why it's so conflicting.
Got it.
I really didn't know that until a Social Security rep told me that a few years ago, that you really don't have to take Part A right now.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and it's not going to pay. It won't wrap around your employer plan. Social Security or Medicare will never do that. They really don't wrap around very well. They're major medical coverage, and his employer plan is major medical. Therefore, you have two of the same just sitting there.
So my agent was correct then. I don't need to do essentially anything until he chooses to retire and go off his plan.
Yeah, and they'll say, hey, did you have creditable coverage? Sure. So every time you go off your plan, or whenever you go off your plan, there'll be a creditable coverage letter coming to you. It says you've been insured for this long. That is your proof.
Okay, very good.
Awesome.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Cindy. Great questions. Sandy, I want to get you to talk briefly here about an interesting connection between Medicare Part B and Part D. So Medicare Part B being sort of the outpatient care, right? The doctor's visits, preventive care. What's going on? How is that connected to Part D, the drug plans?
Yeah, we found a kind of a phenomenon that happens. If someone has Medicare A and B, let's say, and they go into the hospital, maybe through the emergency room, and something's wrong, and they're trying to get diagnosed to see what is wrong, and we don't have them admitted to the hospital yet. Medicare pays hospitals based on, did you find something wrong with that person? Did you come up with a primary diagnosis? Medicare's actually going to pay that plan once admitted. They will pay that hospital based on your diagnosis. So they start doing all these tests. Well, while you're doing all these tests and a diagnosis is not found, you're in observation status. Observation status is the problem. That means you're not in Part A, your hospitalization benefit yet, but you're at a Part A provider doing outpatient stuff, trying to figure this all out. If you need your regular everyday medicines, like my blood pressure medicine, or you take any kind of arthritis medicine, whatever it is, and it doesn't have anything to do with your acute condition while you're there being diagnosed, if they hand you those medicines, say, okay, it's time for your medicines because you've been here for 24 hours, they can charge you apart from Medicare, and Medicare won't pay for those outpatient drugs. So you're going to get a hefty little bill for your regular meds that you probably have in your medicine cabinet at home, or, you know, for people who carry bags, backpacks, or purses, you probably have it sitting on the floor. So people would probably ask, can I take my maintenance meds through what I have on hand?
I see.
Here they are. But yeah, it becomes a big issue and a big bill for people. And it's just an odd little Medicare when you're in observation status. You have to ask, have I been admitted yet? You might be upstairs on the floor and have been there for a day and a half, but you might not even be admitted and don't know it.
Yeah, before we squeeze in our last caller, Sandy, I want you to highlight a big change to out-of-pocket costs this year.
Oh, yes. Yes, we didn't even mention that, did we?
No.
In 2025, we have a $590 deductible when you first go to the store, get your drugs. Once you meet $2,000 in out-of-pocket, so you've paid your $590 because you met your deductible, and then you start paying co-payments, once you hit $2,000 in out-of-pocket, no more co-pays for the rest of the contract year, which would be the calendar year. So it's the Inflation Reduction Act, and they actually changed Medicare Part D, took the donut hole or the out-of-pocket amount out. Used to be $8,000 in out-of-pocket to hit this, you know, to hit catastrophic. Now it's only $2,000. So we're all going to experience that probably in the next few months and go, wow, no more drug coverage.
Oh, boy.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah. All right, let's really quick, let's squeeze in Gregory in Hyde Park. Hey, Greg, what's your question?
Good afternoon, madam. I just turned 65 and I was told that I have to go on Medicare with A and B plus a Medigap Part G to have the opportunity to try out the private HMO Medicare Advantage plan for up to 11 months And if I don't go past a year, I can go back to good old Uncle Sam's Part A and B with the Medigap Part G to cover the 20% that Medicare A and B doesn't cover. But my question is, I heard that if I go past a year, I'll have to go through underwriting to see what my pre-existing conditions are. And if I fail that, I could be stuck on the Medicare Advantage plans for life unless I go to New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, I think, where they allow you to switch back to Medicare Part G, and then good old Uncle Sam Medicare without undergoing underwriting.
All right, Greg, I got to get you an answer here. Give me the 20-second version of a quick response, Sandy.
Yeah, Greg's got that down. Yes, if you take a Medicare Advantage plan, when you first start out to Medicare, you do have a one-year free trial, and then you can go back and get your traditional or original Medicare with a supplement. It is hard if you do have health conditions to get a Medicare supplement. When he says Part G, he means a Plan G Medicare supplement.
Right.
But in Illinois, we do have a company that will issue you a plan no matter what. We do have what we call a choices guide on our Illinois Department on Aging SHIP website.
Yes.
I would suggest look at that. It will
follow up with SHIP, Greg. Thank you so much to all of our callers and Sandy Leith.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Dan Tucker and mixed by Ari Mejia. On Reset, we do our best to include you in the conversations. So to never miss an episode and to keep up with the show, you can subscribe wherever you listen or go to wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll meet again later today.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.